We're in Memphis with Jonelle Mosser, and she's got a brand new album called Fortunes Lost, Fortunes Told, rising the Americana charts. This is like your first big dent in Americana.
It absolutely is. I was a little worried about moving into that market, but it's a perfect fit for me. It truly is. I have so many friends that are there, and apparently I have friends on the other side of the radio too.
So what made a difference this time around? I mean, the music is much the same, very soulful, heartfelt music, some of which you've written, other people you've covered.
Well, I paid for this record myself. I'm my own grandpa, as they say. And therefore, the promotion of it, everything that was done was really done by people that are my friends and not people that have been hired by other people. I did have a wonderful man, Bill Wentz, helping me with some of the promotion of it, but he's also my friend. He plays with Johnny Rivers sometimes and Wanda Jackson. So, again, an Americana icon there.
So what are your favorite moments on the new record?
Oh, I'm really pleased with the songs Tom and I wrote. There's one called Come On Home to Me that's very visceral. I'll have to say the vocal is the track vocal. We used to call them scratch vocals, but not anymore. And I'm really happy with the way Giant Step turned out. That's one of my favorite Carole King songs. And I finally got to put a song that I had recorded with my Don Was record, a song that was written by Al Anderson and Terry Anderson, I Can Give You Everything. And I finally got to get that out on a record. And I love the track. It's very rockin'. And all the guys sang. That's the wonderful thing about this, too. My Nicotine Idols, that's Craig Krampf, Tom Britt, Steve Mackey, and Kevin McKendry. All it was just them and just me and no one else.
It's a tremendous live band. And do you have as much fun live as you do in the studio?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the studio's a little tougher sometimes, but when you're all friends and everybody can speak freely, we have a great experience.
You've got a rich career, and your people know you by your first name in Nashville. You've done sessions. You've done your own work. What have been a couple of highlights of your career in the 30 seconds we have left?
Oh, Lord. Looking out and seeing Albert Finney in the audience at the Bluebird. Looking out and seeing Bob Dylan in the audience. And then at that point, Tom was out on the road and his brother Bob was playing with me. Bob going to play with Bob Dylan.
Well, it's a terrific new album. We've reviewed it here on Sun 209, and we encourage people to check it out.
Thanks so much.